First Name Sports starts now.
We're kind of on a first name basis around here.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Okay, let's get started.
From the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Jeff Michael and Greg Frank.
Hour number deuce.
Welcome back in to FNS, the most entertaining sports show on air. Always unscripted, slightly uncensored. On Sports Map Radio Network in association with Sports with Balls. Hit us up on Twitter, JeffMichael_422, G_Frame6. Or join the FNS couch, 1-800-224-2004. I'm sure a bunch of you San Francisco 49er people probably want to lay on the couch today. Trying to figure out what is going on with your quarterback situation. But who's moving on? That's Philadelphia Eagles. And right now joining us on the show is ex-Philadelphia Eagle and Super Bowl winning Barrett Charles Brooks, hailing from McCuller North High School. What's going on, Barrett?
What's going on, man? I'm just telling all those 49er fans, stay away from the Golden Gate Bridge. You know what I'm saying? just like they should have stayed away from our Rocky statue. I mean, I didn't go over there messing with their bridge. Leave our Rocky statue alone, man. You do that, man, you get your butt whooped, man.
Yeah.
As you saw yesterday.
We were talking about that earlier, about how, you know, they put this T-shirt on there, and that was just a bad omen. In fact, that made me pick the Eagles for the game because I was like, that's just a bad omen. Going back to the game, Barrett, how dominant was that defense?
Well, you know what? You look at it. All year, for the past 2 months, I've been hearing all the disrespect and all the national pundits talk about how the 49ers have the most physical team, the most physical defense. And nobody's really talking about the Eagles. Everybody's saying, all right, they're a good team, and they have a good quarterback. But can they go out there and play against a defense as physical as this 49er team? So I've been screaming for the past 2 months that the Eagles are the best team, not just in the NFC, but in the NFL. They've shown it time and time again that they were. Okay, they lost their last two games. The last two games they lost it without their starting quarterback, Jalen Hurts. So I kept telling people, don't worry about it. He'll be back, and they'll be just fine. Now they go out there and they spank a physical defense that you couldn't run on for almost 150 yards. They score 4 rushing touchdowns on them. Oh, and by the way, they ran 2 QB sneaks to score. Not only did they run it the first time, but they said, all right, we're going to line up in the same formation, run it again, just to show you how dominant we are. I knew we were going to win the game from the beginning because the second play of the game, it set the tone. Everybody talked about how dominating Fred Warner was and how good he was. Yes, he's good. But we had the number one deep offensive line in the country. They're number one. And what happens on the second play of the game? They run the ball. Fred has to fight off of a lineman in his back and then get hit by Sanders to make the tackle, and he's out for a couple plays. That just goes to show the physicality of this Eagles team. That's when I knew it was all over then.
Barrett, it's Greg Frank. Grew up in South Jersey with you and NBC Sports Philly and the rest of the gang, always taking me through post games. So always enjoy your work and the whole gang.
Appreciate
there.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, I want to talk about this coaching staff a little bit because clearly we've seen Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen, their names have popped up for gigs across the league, and Nick Sirianni, a head coach, coach of the year candidate, whether he feels he got snubbed or not, he was right there with the mix with everybody else. So what can you say about the readiness to play, it feels like, for the Eagles, where they just come out, and before you can blink, they're up 2 scores. I know it was 7-7 yesterday early in the second quarter, but it feels like both of these playoff games, there was a readiness to play, and that was true in the regular season as well.
Absolutely. And everybody talked about how soft that they practiced. They would only be out there for an hour, but they did everything full speed. Everything was, precise, and that's how they went about it. I was of the old school, all right, you got to go out there and hit and tackle in order to be a good hitting team and a tackling team. You got to be out there and have that bully type mentality in practice in order for you to execute on the field. Well, I guess I got to shut my mouth and know that this new school way is a lot different. These new school athletes know how to turn it on and turn it off. They go out and play a physical brand of football. They run on defenses when you're not supposed to run on them. I mean, this is probably the sixth time that I've seen this Eagles team beat up on a number one ranked defense. Number one, last year, we talked about when Minnesota had the number one defense.
Yep.
Then, the Saints had a number one defense, and now, the number one defense, probably the best front seven I've seen in a long time with this 49er team. And they go out and just out-physical that team. That's all the 49ers talked about. the offense, you know, they go out there and they thrive off how physical this defense is, and they take on the same mantra as they do. Well, it didn't help you yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, they really just out-physical them up front. They push guys around. Bosa was held without a sack, mm-hmm. without a hurry, against an ailing Lane Johnson.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
Tell me how good that guy. He's the best tackle in the league, bar none.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And as far as, 49ers being held in check. You mentioned that from Nick Bosa's standpoint. Also wanted to, I feel like for as much love as Kyle Shanahan gets, he misses on the challenge early in the game on the Devonta Smith catch. And then all game he's got a backup tight end trying to block Hassan Reddick. It just felt like those were blatant mistakes on behalf of the coaching staff for San Francisco yesterday.
Absolutely. So, you know, that goes with Shane Steichen and mm-hmm. Gannon calling great games, you know. And also, you know, with you know, Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni knew what he was going up against. You know, he was going up against a really good play caller, you know, in Shanahan and then D'Amico Ryans in their defense. But he also understood that, you know, he believes in his players. He relies on his players. And just he let his players go out there and make the decision to go. You see how Devontae Smith knew that there was a possibility that he didn't catch it, you know, cleanly.
Right.
So he gets everybody on the offensive line. He sees that. Hurts sees his receiver doing that. So they rush to the line. Don't even give Shanahan a chance to throw the flag, run the play. And there they are sitting where they're supposed to be, which eventually allowed them to go ahead and score. That's what it's all about, understanding I trust the players I have on the field. I trust their eyes. I trust their feelings, which allows them to go out there and take over the game for the most part by, you know, doing that and then eventually going in to score. It was a crazy game. There was a lot of crazy stuff that went on in that game. But the better coached team and the more disciplined team won the game.
Absolutely.
You know, and which was the better team, and that was the Eagles.
Barrett Brooks joining the show right here on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Looking for a career path of flexibility and great pay and benefits. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Barrett, real quick, man, are you going to the Super Bowl? And if so, look, I've never been to Phoenix for a Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be there on Radio Row. Hopefully you could join us when we get down there. Where do I need to go when I get to Phoenix?
Oh, you know what? I've only been down there a couple times when I played, so I don't necessarily know where to go. But I tell you what, I'll be at that Super Bowl. I will be on Radio Row that week, so I'll come by and check you guys out. I miss you guys. You know what I'm saying? I miss being there.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. That's going to be exciting. Real quick, did you ever play with or against Eric Bieniemy?
You know, I played against him in college. Me and him are fraternity brothers, real good
friends.
There
you go.
You know, we played against each other in college. He went to Colorado, I went to Kansas State. Benny was a great guy. He's a great guy to me. You know, he's a little bit demanding. You know, he's demanding of his players, man. But that's what you want from a coach that really knows his stuff and puts you in great positions. He's been passed over a little bit, you know. But, hey, hopefully things work out this time. Maybe, you know, it might bolt a little different because he's going to be on the other hand of his second losing Super Bowl. So he's going to win it. But, hey, you know, at the end of the day, we'll see where it goes. You know, but I'll see him when I get down there.
There you go.
Barrett, lastly, just early thoughts on the matchup here. Obviously, both quarterbacks are going to have 2 weeks to get healthier, which I think if you're a football fan is a good thing. We were talking earlier. I'm really fascinated to see Mahomes, Bieniemy, and Andy Reid up against that Jonathan Gannon defense with how well the Eagles have been playing on the defensive side of the ball. That's the matchup that intrigues me the most. Just how do you see the game?
That's exactly right. What makes this Eagles team so good, yes, they have a good quarterback, but the best thing is they have the line of scrimmage. You know,
yeah.
They definitely control the line of scrimmage. The trench warfare is where they excel in, offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, I mean, not for nothing, you look at their defense, the Chiefs' defense, I don't know if they can stop. In fact, I know they can't stop the Eagles' offense. But there might be some times where, you know, the ball will bounce the Eagles' way with the, you know, the talent level they have on the defensive side of the ball. We're talking about over 70 sacks in the regular season. This, you know, in the postseason, they've had 8 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to block guys like Hassan Reddick, you know, Brandon Graham. They had 4 guys with double-digit sacks. That's tough. That's really tough to go out. And then when you have a corners out there with Bradbury, and then you have Slay out there, and Avante Maddox and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who tied for the league and with 6 interceptions. It's hard to stop a defense like that, you know, no matter who's calling the plays. They got some athletes out there. So Gannon has those guys going. I think the ball should bounce the Eagles' way just from the talent level they have on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Barrett Brooks, thanks for joining the show, man. I look forward to seeing you in Phoenix in a week, my man.
Thanks, Barrett.
See you then, man. See you guys then, all right?
You got it. Barrett Brooks, man. good guy right there. That's a football player. You can just tell. Like, just talking to him, he is no nonsense. I love the fact that he played against Eric Bieniemy at Colorado when he was at Kansas State. That should be fun. I would like to be there if we can. It would be fantastic. I mean, like, to one day get – I wish we could do it prior to the game, but get him and Eric Bieniemy going at it, right? Like,
I'm sure Eric Bieniemy, he's got a lot of things that he has to worry
busy,
about
but,
these next 2 weeks. So,
that would be great.
No, you know, and it'll be interesting with both Eric Bieniemy and Jonathan Gannon with, you know, if Indy – you know, I know Benjamin Albright said he does not expect Bieniemy to be a coach next year, but if that Indy job remains vacant until the Super Bowl, maybe they're trying to get a second interview with Bieniemy. And, of course, Gannon could be the guy that Denver pivots to now. So, and both those guys coaching in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so what do we have open now? Indy, Denver, let's just assume
the Texans
are gone.
So then
right?
Indy, Denver, and Arizona.
Arizona, that'd be quiet too.
Well, and we hear today that they're going to talk with Lou Anarumo and Brian Callahan, a couple of OC-DC combination from the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, you start to – it's not like these teams are without a plan. I think a lot of them maybe – some of them could be, but I think a lot of them felt, hey, we're going to wait it out, wait for our coordinators to become available when they're eliminated from the playoffs. Seems like some things moving there in the desert now.
It looks like the Denver Broncos are sort of going to be stuck with whatever's left. That's what it feels like.
Which is amazing.
Like, it's just
and
weird.
That's why it's an amazing pivot from them to where a couple weeks ago we're like, yeah, Sean Payton, it's a great fit. You know, he'll fix Russell Wilson and be great. Oh, you know, D'Amico Ryans, he'll go there. It's still a good hire for them. And now what? You know?
Wow. The Denver Broncos situation at coach, the San Francisco 49ers situation at the quarterback position. The offseason is going to be a lot of fun. Y'all stay tuned. This is First Name Sports. We'll be right back.